Well, Mickey, what's the reaction to that?
Well, obviously very disappointed. We intended to perform much better than we did. At least we intended a better outcome than we got. But I suppose there's a few key incidents in the first half that changed the script of the game. One of them being the sending off of Petey Hart for this magnificent black card, which didn't seem to me to fit any of the criteria necessary for a black card. I always felt it was a deliberate pull-down, trip by hand or foot, or obstruction of a player after he passes the ball. I don't know which of those categories that fell into. To me, it was just like a little bit of a mistimed tackle, and had a crucial outcome or a crucial impact on the outcome of the game. And of course, the early goal from Donegal, you put those two things together, it left us in a very bad place pretty early in the game.
You were in a bad place at half-time, 7-7.
We were, and that was a pity too, because, I mean, even after the other two blows that I'm talking about, I suppose there was one stage we could have made it nearly a 3 or 4 point game approaching half-time, but we missed a few chances and they come back and kicked a few on. We missed a few goal chances as well, a couple of good saves by all means, but I think some of them should have gone in, and if we had got a goal of our own, I think it would have took the sting out of the goal that we conceded, and it would still have been a game, a fight to the end. As it was, I suppose we were always chasing the game. 7 points against any team is hard to claw back and ever dream of getting ahead. It's particularly difficult against a team like Donegal, who know how to organise themselves and hold on to a lead.
Donegal did well defensively, you know, they made your long ball in nearly ineffective.
Well, to an extent, yes. Maybe it's quite ineffective if you're not putting it in. I don't think we put enough of them in, and maybe that's part of the reason why it was ineffective. So, yes, the game was always going to be different. You weren't going to get play in the way that there's plenty of footage to show how you prefer to play right now. So we had to be patient about that, and we had to work it around as well as try and kick it in. So getting that optimum time to put it in is not always easy. And I suppose Donegal being well ready for that made it even more challenging. You'd always be concerned about losing your kickouts, and I'm even more concerned about how easy Donegal were getting theirs. Maybe that was a bigger concern. Losing their own is bad enough by all means, but they got theirs without any great difficulty, and that didn't please us very much. It's one of those days. I mean, it seemed to be, even as the game went on, little errors happened time and time again, and those little errors add up to big outcomes. And they've been even kicking the ball over the line that shouldn't be going over the line, maybe being in for a break and spilling the break, you know, maybe having our hands in the ball and letting it go again. A lot of those things seemed to go against us just when we needed to be careful with every possession. But that's not all to do with us, as opposed to do with Donegal as well.
There was an incident captured on TV, which apparently showed Tiernan McCann making contact with Stephen McMenamin's eye in an incident. Do you know anything about that, or did you see it?
Well, I wasn't looking through the lens of the TV, and you might well imagine I was standing on the sideline watching the game as I always do. So if something happened in the distance away from me, I do not see every detail that goes on. So you've obviously got a better view of that than I have, because I know nothing about it in terms of seeing anything happen.
And what about you? Mean Tyrone have a very good record in the qualifiers. Do you think it's a bit early yet? Do you think he can regroup and make an assault on the All Ireland through the qualifiers?
Well, there's not much choice. You know, it's good that the qualifiers exist, and that's for sure, because if it wasn't, we'd be out of the championship altogether now. At least we have this second chance, and I suppose historically we've made a decent hand of availing of that opportunity. But again, it's all to do with the luck of the draw, who you get in the first round or the first qualifier that we play, and do you get a chance to build a bit of momentum again before you meet serious opponents. So that's all the lap of the gods now. So we don't believe we're a bad team just because we lost a game today, because we had a very good finish to the league. We were in the All-Ireland final last year, and one defeat in the Ulster Championship shouldn't really take away from all of that. It's just a bad day today. We didn't perform as well as we believe we can, and there's obviously always two reasons for that, that perhaps we didn't play as well as we can, but obviously the opposition have a lot to do with that as well.